Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy. And something that you have been a, I wouldn't say a frequent...
A proud supporter?
That's a good one. I wouldn't say subscriber because it's free, but it's, yeah. you know what I mean.
I checked back frequently.
Well, it's a popular porn site has blocked everyone in North Carolina in response to the state's new law that's requiring transgender people to use bathrooms that match the sex on their birth certificate.
Yeah, so if you're a male transitioning into a woman, mm-hmm. if you still have man parts, you're going into the men's bathroom. Which my I don't... We talked about this yesterday when it was trending all over yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're going into a stall either way, no matter what bathroom you're going to. If you're the opposite sex, you're going into a stall. All females that go into stalls in the women's room. Yeah. And if you're a female in the men's room, that you have to go to a stall because you're not trying to pop a squat over a urinal.
Oh, so you're in there and you've got the door
Nobody
closed.
Nobody knows. Yeah. And I've been to many of bathrooms where I'm pretty sure half of those women are men.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the weird places you hang out. Yeah. But the lady who we've been speaking about yesterday mentioned like there's unisex bathrooms in Europe.
Yeah, that's not so much a big deal.
No, it's just not.
Bruce Springsteen had cut his concert. Uh-huh. He ended up not going to that. PayPal had this center that they were
like 4,000 people they were going to employ.
Yeah, they ended up pulling out of that as well. Mm-hmm. So now X Hamster, the next to join that list, they blocked everybody yesterday in North Carolina from even getting on the site. They said, quote, the spokesperson Mike Kulik, he said to the Huffington Post, quote, these laws are discriminatory, which xhamster.com does not tolerate.
Now, I know that you love xhamster.com, but doesn't that make you just love them a little bit
How
more?
How sad is it that you're leaving it to an adult film website?
Yeah, to make a stand.
Yeah, to take the moral high ground. When people get outraged about things that... When you look at it and break it down, it does not matter. Mm-mm. And you start setting up scenarios in your head that did not happen. And you start correlating two things that aren't going to happen. We had a woman call in yesterday and she said, well, if you have transgendered people in bathrooms, it could allow pedophiles in there. Which that's not a valid argument because I can't even explain why it's not a valid argument because you're not preventing them from being in there now.
Mm-mm. And I've heard things before because people say stupid things where like you'll get say some guy just for argument's sake who's gay and they say, oh, I bet he messes with kids and stuff. It's like,
that's not how that works.
It's not how that works at all. It really isn't. And it's just some people are, I think, I guess dumb is the right word to use because you'll get other. And
close-minded.
And I've heard people before like, you know, because I've had many a good night out with friends and stuff down in the Purple Parrot, down in Rehoboth. And then I've got other people who are like, why'd you go there? It's full of gay people. I'm like, yeah, but you have to think about this, that even though it's full of gay people,
they're not all interested in you.
No, it's just because I'm a dude. Yeah. Doesn't mean that every gay guy in there is going to go, oh yeah, give me some of that tan butter.
I can attest to you that I've been out many times single in Delaware and men have not hit on me. Men who were into women have not hit on me.
The poor life of Amy Reed.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
No,
so,
it's not.
Good for X Hamster. Another reason to support them.